Greetings. Today I am in Bellingham. I have enjoyed being home with family, and I'm looking forward to a couple more weeks here before I'm out again. The sun is shining, and I'm grateful for life today. I hope you are all well and that you have a blessed week. I'm praying for miracles and divine testimonies of God's love for you all. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of heaven. It's an internal kingdom of life that influences the kingdoms of our world by transforming us to become sons and daughters of God. The kingdom of God doesn't come by observation, it's within us. Although the kingdom of God doesn't come by observation, its influence upon our lives can be seen in our kingdoms in this world. A revelation of Christ in our lives gives us the influence of Christ to our world. Christ in us is the hope of glory, and that glory is not just going to heaven when we die. It's the influence of the kingdom of heaven in our hearts. That influence causes us to be motivated by God's presence, His promises, and His purpose in all things. Matthew 16:15-19, and He said to them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." A revelation of Christ and from Christ in our hearts will give us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. We are the body of Christ, the church, the co-reigning partner of Jesus on earth. The realm of the dead, Hades, cannot keep out the influence of the light and life of heaven. What God has determined to be loosed in heaven must be loosed upon the earth to release the blessings that come from the open door of grace. Darkness and death will be subdued as light and life prevails in all things. What God has determined to be bound in heaven must be bound upon the earth to bring God's dominion in expanding His ways in our lives. The goodness of God's truth will crumble the lies that oppose God's purpose in the earth. What is loosed within us can be loosed by us to our world. What is bound within us can be bound in our world. What happens within us is the key to what can happen through us to our world. The kingdom of God within us is the secret to releasing the power of Christ's influence to our world. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is within us, and its righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God is an internal influence of God's life. Romans 14:17, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." The kingdom of God within us gives us our identity, testimony, and purpose. Our righteousness is found in Christ through a personal relationship with Jesus as our Savior in all things. His righteousness is a testimony of His presence in our hearts. His presence gives us our true identity. Our peace is an internal connection to God, whereby the promises of God are a daily reality that reveal the testimony of God's Spirit and Word working within us. Our lives become expressions of the promises of God, empowering us to overcome anything that seeks to separate us from God and the power of His love. Our joy is a testimony of an internal partnership with God for the will of God and His kingdom in all things. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.